Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, the question right now is whether we can reduce the deficit in a way that helps the economy grow, that operates with a scalpel, not with a hatchet. And if not, whether Congress is willing to stick to the painful deal that we made in August for the automatic cuts. Already some in Congress are trying to undo these automatic spending cuts. My message to them is simple. No. I will veto any effort to get rid of those automatic spending cuts to domestic and defense spending. There will be no easy off-ramps on this one.
There's the president giving Congress a warning that if they don't get their act together and come up with some sort of a deal, the automatic cuts that they agreed to already will be put in place. So the super committee and its failure, they've admitted defeat, special congressional committee created to try to curb the national debt, stopped its work, conceded failure. So does that mean they can get back together again, keep working on it? Why wouldn't they keep working? What was the magic in the cutoff date? What's the magic of the deadline? We'll talk about that and lots of other things that pertain to the economy and how it affects you. The debt certainly is something that slows down the economy here or wherever. It slows down the economy in your own private life, does it not? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com on our talk radio review. Here's radio host Ross Kaminsky talking to Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com about this battle and the defense cuts and how that played into all of this.
You have the lead article at Spectator.org in which you start to discuss what you see as the upcoming politicization, hard word to say, of the defense budget because of how the failure of the super committee is supposed to lead to huge defense cuts. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, the defense budget is always kind of a political football, even in time of war, Ross, because a lot of people in Congress look to it as basically a jobs bill for their own districts. But the basic point here is we are now having this sword of Damocles, this sequestration idea that's resulting from the super committee's failure of about $500 billion in cuts in defense spending that's going to be unresolved all next year. Don't forget, the basic point of the super committee was it was a scam. They were not going to do anything that was going to have any effect. All the sequestration, the proposed cuts, anything, nothing comes into effect until January of 2013. What that means is Congress has another whole year to fiddle and diddle around with this stuff. And in the Pentagon, what that means is nobody really knows how to plan. All of the long-term contracts that you might otherwise have can't be awarded. All the things that you want to do to plan for the future can't be done. You really put everything in limbo for a whole year. And frankly, that's very dangerous.
Well, interesting. Let me ask you, because I know that you are involved with, you know, various projects and think tanks and so on that are working to try to improve our national security. And a lot of that stuff does involve buying new technology and things that involve planning. So how do you see this level of uncertainty operationally? What is its likely operational effect and potential damage to our safety as a nation?
Well, I mean, basically, you can't plan. The research that might otherwise be done, some of it will be done, some of it will be put off. What it does really in terms of buying things, in planning for what's going to be the forces of the future, you're basically taking a 1 year off. So nobody is really going to get a lot done. And in the future, we pay for that in terms of reduced capability, perhaps reduced intelligence, because don't forget, there's going to be some reductions in what the CIA and the other alphabet agencies are doing as well. So the whole point to me is that we are reducing our capability because the world is going on and on and on while we sit around trying to fiddle and diddle and sort ourselves out.
The president said, let's keep working on this, try to get Americans back to work. This is about the collapse of the 12-member bipartisan panel's negotiations and financial markets around the world will be impacted. Be interesting to see what it does here as the markets open later today. It ensures the fiscal debate that has paralyzed Washington between Democrats who want to protect the social programs and Republicans that want to protect the Defense Department. Defense Department is extraordinarily wasteful, run by people who commit fraud. Government Accounting Office said we could get the same amount of security, the same amount of force in or out for $460 billion a year in a study that came out earlier this year instead of the $700 billion. So those of you who keep waving that around, what are going to happen? The country's going to be open, vulnerable. That's nonsense. All of that stuff is just nonsense. What this is a ploy, as was suggested early in that report, to keep the local jobs for local companies that are involved in Defense Department contracts. Is that fair, right, just? You tell me. 800-510-8255, but more importantly, tell everybody who's listening to the Talk Radio Countdown. We have time for some more. The cuts and what they will lead to. Washington's spending problem is really the bottom line here, is it not? 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow on Facebook what our conversations are all about. This conversation has to do with the Super Committee. It's official that this committee created by the debt limit deal has failed. Senator Patty Murray, co-chairs of the Joint Deficit Reduction Committee with Jeb Hartzilling of Texas, said after months of hard work and intense deliberations, we've come to the conclusion that it will not be possible to make any bipartisan agreement. What a disgrace. Here are our hosts Bill Radke, Linda Thompson, and Tom Tagney talking to Jill Jackson, a reporter from CBS, about her coverage of what was supposed to happen or what is going to happen.
These automatic cuts were supposed to be so draconian, so scary, they would force the super committee to deal. That was the point. How did this fail?
Well, that's what everyone said when they made the debt deal over the summer. But Congress worked in a little cushion, and that's that the automatic trigger of $1.2 trillion in cuts don't take effect until 2013. So now, even though it looks like the committee has failed, Congress has 1 year, over 1 year, to get out of that trigger. Republicans want to change the makeup because it's heavily weighted towards defense cuts, and Democrats may want to change some things as well, although the trigger is much friendlier to them because it doesn't hit programs like Medicaid or aid to the poor.
Still, Congress has a year to get out of it, but how likely is it they're going to make any kind of agreements if this small committee of Congress can't do anything?
That's the big question. We still have a Republican-controlled House and a Democratic-controlled Senate. So while they may not be able to reach a deal ultimately to change the trigger, I would expect it to be a major issue that won't go away over the next year.
Jill, our Washington State Senator Patty Murray had a prominent position on the Democratic side of this, and we're just sort of wondering whether this kind of high-profile position is going to accrue to her positively or negatively. Will she have more egg on her face because she was so prominently featured, or is she just going to come out of this as a seeming power broker?
Well, I think in some ways some Democrats are going to see this as a success because the trigger is a better deal for Democrats than a deal possibly could be. The deals that were on the table included changes to Medicare, like raising the Medicare eligibility age to 67. That's something that Democrats did not want to give in on. So there may be some Democrats who view that Patty Murray in a favorable light based on her leadership here. On the other hand, another thing to keep in mind is one reason she got this tough assignment and the assignment of heading the Democratic reelection effort in the Senate for next year is that she just won reelection. So she's got 6 long years here to weather out the storm and recover before she faces Washington State voters again.
All right. More finger pointing and name calling between the Republicans and the Democrats. That doesn't fix anything, but I guess that's what we expect from these people now. That's why they have a 9% approval rating. Here's radio man Brian Thomas talking about the spending problem in Washington.
Our politicians are absolute morons. And remember, you know, the deficit commission is faced in charge with a problem, and they all agree that they got together and they even had legislation because we have a deficit problem. We have a spending problem. We have a problem in our hands. It's called spending 40 some odd cents more than every dollar that's taken in government. It's put us perilously close to bankruptcy, and we are supposed to elect officials that are going to do the hard work and bring and right the ship. But no, we're going into presidential election year, so there's nothing we can do about it. Are you telling me that those 12 guys can't sit down, gals included, can't sit down and come up with $1.2 trillion for 10 freaking years? 10 years! We borrow more than that in 1 year, and they can't find it anywhere. I got 100 days of waste here, hundreds of illustrations, at least 100. Every one of them illustrates one small slice of the problem. I mean, from the extra 50, 60 grand spent to the extra 50, 60 million, or in some case billion spent, we have a spending problem. Government spends too much. It's $1,200 billion. What does that translate into? $12,000 million or something crazy like that? But it's over 10 years, and we borrow more than that each and every year. And that doesn't reflect a sign of something absolutely broken.
Sure does. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, all that plays into this. Your calls play into our discussion up next here on The Countdown.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What can we do with you and for you when it comes to viewing the cuts that didn't happen? We're reviewing the Super Committee's failure to get the job done. So let's take some of your calls at 800-510-8255 in conversational circles. When something like this comes up, there's always finger pointing. Let's see who we can blame. This, as I said, Republicans and Democrats of the Super Committee are getting ready to, I think they already have. They start on the Sunday morning talk show, as a matter of fact. Lynn listens in Connecticut with thoughts on the Super Committee.
I think that this commission was never designed to succeed. It was designed to fail. And the people who are calling your show need to look at the history of what's been going on, just short-term history. The Democrats came in 2009 with a deficit, and they had complete control of all branches of the government for the next 2 years and proceeded to ramp up the deficit so it's on steroids. We just passed a national debt of $15 trillion yesterday, and it is on track to balloon out even past that into areas we've never seen. And they're very happy to keep spending and spending and spending until this country implodes. The Senate is still controlled by the Democrats. They haven't passed a budget in a couple of years. They don't seem to want to pass a budget because they don't want to be held responsible. And, you know, it's just like a couple where one of them is a spendthrift and the other one is frugal. And you can't stop them. They just keep spending and spending and spending and spending until everything is in wreck and ruin. There isn't enough money to satisfy them.
Well, what do we do about fixing that problem? 800-510-8255. Danielle in Maryland, go ahead.
I would find it laughable if it weren't so just disheartening that the Republicans almost pushed this country to the brink of default, caused a ratings downgrade because of this whole process with raising the debt ceiling in December. And now I just find it laughable that they want to do away with the sequestration process. The U.S. is becoming a laughingstock to the rest of the world. We're a shadow of what we used to be. And it's all because Congress lacks the political will to do what's in the best interest of the country.
Well, I'm not sure, Danielle, that that argument stands up under the circumstances. The countries not only here but around the rest of the world that are close to bankruptcy because the policies of government are to give, 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 and spend, spend, spend because they're trying to get vote, vote, votes. And it doesn't, the two of them don't gel. They don't mix. They don't work together. Responsibility is required here. Acting like adults is what is necessary. 800-510-8255. Sometimes comments come from comments of others. That is, you're prompted when you hear something, say, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. I want to be heard. So, Mark, you are heard next live on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Mark. I'm from Roseburg, Oregon. And I just got a really kind of a stupid thing. I mean, any of us that doesn't perform, we kind of lose our job. So I'm looking at it. So from the president down to the state level, if any elected official at this point in time should lose all their pay and perks until we get this stuff straight. Yeah. I don't, maybe that's just a basic stupid thing. I don't know.
Good luck getting that done, sir. It would be, yeah. I guess it's a good idea. A lot of people get angry at the perks that they vote themselves. People, a lot of folks this past week have been upset with the fact that some of these people in Congress are doing insider trading. Keith, quick comment from you, please. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the Republicans came out with about 26 different spending cut bills, too, and the Democrats voted that down. Peter Schweitzer's book, Throw All the Bums Out, that's going to ring true between now and November.
All right, thank you. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right, that dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Talk radio coast to coast. Around the corner, around the world, wherever you may be, it's time for us to continue our focus. The Super Committee has been where we have been. That good English? That's where we are. I guess that's the present tense. Taking some calls with people and their thoughts, what the committee was supposed to do, what it did do, why it did or didn't do what it was supposed to do, yada, yada. Peter in Tampa, let's get to your thoughts, sir.
I don't think these people, the Super Committee, had any intention at any time to ever have any agreement. All they're doing back there is playing solitaire and five-card stud, because if they don't take a vote and they don't come to an agreement, these ridiculous, these cuts go into play automatically, and nobody has to take responsibility to having taken any concessions in the meetings. And by the way, these $1.2 trillion cuts, we need to do this every year for 10 years, and we'll still have a deficit. So this is just the beginning.
All right. Well, how do we get here? Do any of you bear any responsibility for any of this? How is your congressman and or senator doing? And did you vote for any of these people? Not just the people on the super committee, but the people in Congress in general. Jacob in New Jersey, please go ahead.
One of the facts that's not known by the general public is that the Social Security cap is capped at $108,000 approximately. That means all the millionaires have to pay towards Social Security is $108,000, and the rest of their money is not taxed at that. I say lift the cap on FICA, and then they will have to pay their fair share, and many experts say Social Security will be indefinitely solvent. So don't bring Social Security, but one thing you have to watch. Once it gets all this money, the congressmen will get their fingers into it like they've been doing. Social Security, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the cap on top of it. Remove that cap, and everybody pay their fair share, and watch this economy start to boom.
All right. Is that the way of fixing it? You're able, in a manner of speaking, to sort of present your own op-ed piece here with your voice and your thoughts. Dialed into 800-510-8255. Patty in South Carolina on the super committee.
There never should have been a super committee, because we sent all those people up there to represent us, and they had to pull 12 out of the group. finesse their job, and then they spend a lot of time on this solar system thing. They don't waste money all in these wars and stuff, and now that you should hear how they goes on with that solar system process. And then the third one, the rich is begging them to tax them. The only reason why they won't tax them is because all of them up there are millionaires and they don't want to be taxed.
All right, if everybody agrees on this problem, I wonder how much of this goes on the conversation that we're hearing here among some of those who are involved in some of these so-called Occupy Wall Street protests. A lot of people are protesting in lots of different ways in our country, and frankly, I think it's about time. 800-510-8255. Jackie in New Orleans, here you go.
I'd like for everyone who listens to this program to really try to understand where this country's at. The Democrats consistently will not admit that the past 30, 40 years, we are at the precipice of not being able to pay what they've promised. You could take everybody's money, tax them 100%, and when you're adding $4 billion a day to the debt every day, you can't solve this problem. They have to admit that something other than just saying, I'm going to raise taxes, and if you don't raise taxes, all the vulnerable people are going to be hurt. That's not true. Every special interest group that calls, that has an advertisement of how we're going to throw granny in the street, they're responsible. And so are our politicians for not telling the truth. And, of course, we do know the truth. This super committee was stupid. Those people were sent up there to govern, but they've become so corrupt by special interest money and trying to tell people that you can just raise taxes on just one certain group of people, and we're going to solve the problem. It's not going to happen. And we're sick and tired of this country, of them saying that we can continue to have the status quo.
Well, that's all right. So what are you going to do about it? I guess that would be my charge to you, Jackie. What are you going to do about maintaining the status quo or bringing us back to some sort of solvency? 800-510-8255. I've been wondering, under the circumstances with the super committee failure at the moment, what happens to federal employees? Any of you work for the federal government, get a paycheck from the federal government? If that's the case, whether it's now or 2013, lots of jobs are going to be affected by this. But if you look over the past 10 years at how many new federal employees between Obama and Bush, 400,000. And Bush was worse culprit, but he had longer to get at it. The Bush's administration added hundreds of thousands of employees to the roles of federal workers. And we all have seen the results of that with the government in our face every place you turn around. What's the point of this? What is it doing to America? What did George Bush do to America? 800-510-8255. Never mind what Barack Obama's doing. Just continuing down the same path. Grant in Wilmington, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir. You're live on the countdown.
Yes, sir. I was just calling about solar panels. I'm a retired electrical contractor, and Nancy Pelosi and T. Boone Pickens all advertised, you know, we got to get all this solar energy, but I'm wondering if they've got solar panels on top of their own homes as well as their vacation homes or whatever.
That certainly has a lot to do with what we're talking about, sir. Thank you. Here's John in Tennessee. Let's see if he can stick to what we're talking about.
If 530-some-odd legislatures couldn't do it the first time, why did people think that 12 of them could get together and decide something? They should have had all the governors from our 50 states get together with a long list of every single government expenditure and gone down the aisle. It probably would have had to have been as big as the Vietnam Veterans Wall, and just vote on it, item by item by item, yes or no vote. Get it done that way. And probably the first thing should have been these legislators' paychecks. Should have been the first to go.
All right, we hear all of these calls from all of you folks who want to cut the spending by cutting their pay and cutting their benefits. It's a drop in the bucket. Maybe it's symbolic, but it shows that a lot of people don't really even understand what's going on. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Those four words are why we have the problem that we have. and the fact that we have in all of these various programs duplication, triplication, quadruplification. There are 43 agencies in the federal government that basically do the same thing when it comes to some sort of control over the food supply. And look at what a wonderful job they're doing, right? 800-510-8255. Chris is in New York State.
I think everybody can agree that the Super Committee was a fraud, but it's a huge, much bigger fraud than people realize. Because of these cuts are not cuts. They are retardations of the rate of growth. If we just froze spending at the level that we spend today, just froze it, the Office of Budget and Management would score that as a $9 trillion cut, because all these programs have anywhere from 3 to 7% automatic growth built right into the budget. It's called baseline budgeting. The enemy is baseline budgeting. Freeze the dollar, freeze the budget, and we will gain control of our spending. As to the people who are pointing to Norquist as some kind of straw man, it's the Tea Party that's holding the Republicans' feet to the fire as far as taxes, not Grover Norquist. And don't forget it. We're out here. The Tea Party is out here, and we are sick of all this spending.
Most Americans, when they figure out what it's really all about, don't have to be a member of the Tea Party to be upset about this. You just have to have some common sense. 800-510-8255. Linda in Arizona. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
I was involved in the first internet voting that was done in Arizona back in 2000, and nothing came of it, naturally. But in this day and age, because they are not accomplishing a thing, I'm a grandmother of 15 children, and I have seen my children lose their jobs, and we've lost our own trucking company. I think it would be a good idea to turn the really major things, such as the president's jobs bill, things such as they discussed in this super committee. Maybe we should use biometrics. Maybe we should turn this back to the votes, to the people, and keep the Congress to name post offices and some of the things that they do best. I feel very strongly that our two-party system is a big money failure, and something has got to be done, and maybe internet voting in this day and age would be the answer.
Well, if you can keep it from becoming infiltrated with hackers and fraudsters, sounds like a decent idea. Does that fix the problem of spending? Maybe I've always thought we should have referendum questions frequently, frankly, to answer. Jim, in Fairbanks, Alaska, you're on the air live now on the countdown.
Yeah, this super committee thing, I think it's just all a political game. You know, they want to say that if we don't pass this and we're going to cut all this, you know, these military jobs and federal jobs, and jobs are not going to be affected. If people would just, if these agencies, every agency would cut 10% off the top. I was in the military, and you know, I remember going through the end of the year, fiscal year, and the command staff coming through saying, "Hey, you need to order furniture. We need to
spend
the
money,
or else
right.
we're going to lose it."
Yep.
Exactly.
Spend it all, or we won't get more next year. And that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. More people ought to be protesting that out on the streets. More people ought to be listening to what you're saying, Jim, because that's exactly it. It is a joke, and the joke is on you. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the countdown.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I'm the plate committee. I was looking to put a viable plan out, and that way the automatic tax cuts would go into effect, and no one would be held responsible. They all worried about getting reelected, and they don't want to make tough decisions.
Yeah. Well, hopefully most of them won't get reelected. James in Virginia, you have the final word. Go ahead, sir.
I think the whole committee was a farce because they're going to cut social programs tremendously, along with defense. But as soon as we start a war with Iran, the Defense Department will get their money back, but all these people, social programs will be cut so drastically that people need them to survive will be out in the cold.
Well, people need, the other side of it is that we have too many of these programs, and most everybody knows that we have too many of these programs. There's no incentive for people to work, and that's part of the problem. The idea of not working, we have all these illegal immigrants in our country doing things that supposedly Americans won't do. What's the story with that? Another item that needs to be examined here. Thanks for your call and all of your calls. The presidential race is what we will focus on for the remaining moments in this hour of the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Here's today's Ask the Expert foot care tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported, but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Well, apparently the Secretary of the Department of Energy told Congress that he doesn't owe the American public an apology for Solyndra. We blew $500 million. Somebody owes us an apology. Now, the Energy Secretary says, hey, we got nothing to apologize for because nobody could have predicted this. Nobody thought that the solar prices were going to fall the way they did. What is he talking about? Of course they did. That's why the private sector wouldn't touch this company with a 10-foot pole. The reason that the government had to come to their rescue was because private investors saw this thing coming. It was the government that was using our money that was clueless. That's why the government has to stay out of picking winners and losers, because they have no idea what they're doing. And when it's taxpayer money, they don't even care. Get more at shiftradio.com.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We've got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discount item must be equal or lesser value to item purchase. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
All right, time for some discussion of the presidential race here from the NBC Today Show. Kathy Lee Gibbard and Hoda Kotb talked to Michelle Bachmann about the polls.
You know, the when you look at the polls, you get whiplash. I have to tell you, you never know who's in first, because at one week somebody's in first, and the next week you fall down.
All the polls are different.
Like 2 days. Yeah. It's amazing.
What do you think? We have seen your numbers decline over time. What do you think's going on there?
Well, remember, I came into the Iowa straw poll. That's the most important election in the race, and I won that. Yeah. I won that. I came in less time than any other candidate, and I'm the first woman to ever win the Iowa straw poll. And what we're seeing thing is that probably 60-70% of the people in the country are undecided about who they want. Mm-hmm. So they've been shopping. They've been going on a shopping trip with the candidates, and I haven't given any surprises. I'm a very consistent conservative. I care about core values, and I think what's going to happen on January 3rd in Iowa, I think people are going to come back home, and I think I'm going to be their choice because I'm consistent. There's been no surprises in
all
my background,
so
who I am.
Michelle Bachmann on the latest poll. No surprises. Let the women speak. Not a bad idea.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The presidential race. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich risen to the top of the GOP presidential field just weeks before the first primary, leads Governor Romney by 4 percentage points. Here's host Bob Kerr talking to commentator Mark Plotkin about Gingrich and the fees he's collected from Freddie Mac.
Is too much being made, Mark, of these payments Newt Gingrich's consulting firm received from the government-backed housing agency Freddie Mac in the years after he resigned as Speaker of the House, and other corporate and consulting fee arrangements he had with the healthcare industry and the Chamber of Commerce?
No, I don't think too much is being made at all. Newt Gingrich is a hypocrite. He's a proponent of smaller government, and here he's taking money. He's living off the federal dole. He tries to make a distinction between, I was hired as a historian. Well, what bunk. He was hired to contact Republican operatives and Republican elected officials to make the people paying him look good. And it's your typical Washington arrangement.
Back in 2008, in the depths of the housing crisis, he called on candidate Barack Obama to return campaign contributions from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. But isn't that apples and oranges? I mean, Newt Gingrich is a private citizen who is being paid by these entities. Barack Obama at that time was a candidate running for president.
Newt Gingrich is trying to portray himself as an independent thinker, a man of big ideas, not your typical small-time favor seeker. And it turns out that he was living off the Washington revolving door arrangement just like anybody else.
But nobody says that doesn't doesn't make him a man of big ideas. People generally, Democrats and Republicans, say he is.
No, it diminishes him. I disagree with you. It makes him look like just somebody who's part of the Washington mix, which he rails against.
But is there something about Gingrich? Is there something really going for him? I noticed that Ed Rogers, a veteran Republican campaign operative, says this week, Newt Gingrich infuriates so many on the left because he has survived for so long. They fear him. They fear his ideas and his command of facts and history. And the implication there is that maybe they think Newt Gingrich is the guy who can really take the debate, take the fight to Barack Obama.
Well, that's what Newt Gingrich has said. He's combative. He's abrasive. And I think the Republican right likes him the best because at the very first debate, you know, he took on the media. I think for the Republican Party to nominate Newt Gingrich would create absolute euphoria amongst Democrats for a whole host of other reasons.
I think we can tell where that gentleman is coming from, don't you think? Gingrich, the status as the top-tier candidate, be credited to the onslaught of sexual harassments and allegations against Herman Cain. Do you agree with that? Here is another radio host named Bill DeMay talking to another analyst named Tim Daughtry about the way the Republicans are handling their campaigns.
We have the GOP in their primary and all of that, and they're kind of beating each other up. But at the same time, whether it's in Washington or even a local level, it seems as though it's I don't want to say it's a negative, but it's what... They always say, no, don't do this, don't do this. So but what Obama's doing, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Which, of course, I agree with. But should there be something more?
You know, that's something I've really been thinking about. I mean, here we are after a massive landslide in 2010 for basically the conservative movement. And here we are negotiating on the super committee with the people who got us into this mess. And it really got me thinking that mainstream America really does not have a political strategy. Our strategy has been to say whoa there when the left proposes something. I mean, look back at the history. How long has the left been working on socialized medicine? They promoted Hillary Care, back during the Clinton administration. It's been a matter of time before they were going to get something passed, and they did. I was thinking about immigration recently. We're having all these debates about amnesty and so forth and quote the rights of illegal aliens, you know, with in-state tuition and things like this. A lot of this goes back to the 1965 immigration bill that Ted Kennedy passed or had passed. He pushed it. And the idea there was to radically reform our immigration policy. And the politics behind it was to flood the country with people before there was time for them to assimilate, before they had time to become Americans. You really basically just increased the numbers to the point that the country would be flooded with immigrants. And we now have 50 million people living here who weren't born here. And that's not enough time for people to begin to learn our culture and our ways of doing things. And it's natural that they would be easy prey for liberal politicians offering something for nothing.
Final item from the presidential race. Ron Paul said he only wants to get paid $39,000 salary as president. Would you vote for him because of that? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.